This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Our boys, Beat Rich and Trey, they do a podcast called The Water Boys. They're really cool dudes. We've been on the podcast. They've had other personalities from this radio station. They're going to be doing some stuff with us here on this show as we move forward. But they had a chance to sit down with AJ Terrell. And I want you to hear, Mike, what he said in regards what the expectations are for the defense. Now, remember, this is after the draft. Okay, so now he's looking at the defense and he's going, all right, we're going to get some guys and get some pressure up front.
Right.
And he's just talking about the overall defense. But the main thing I think that he's talking about here, guys, is, yeah, we got a new coordinator, but it's always the great defenses are player-led. They are the guys that invest into what they want this defense to be. And so A.J. Terrell is asked by B. Rich and Trey about what's this defense going to look like.
One thing about the back end, a safety, a corner, if we don't value nothing more than anything, we value a D-line. People that's going to get to the quarterback. It make your job easy. I tell a lot of people, I don't care who you can have the sorriest corner, the sorriest safety in the back end. They going to look like they all pro with the front. Having those two pieces added to the defense, I'm super excited for them. I know I text Jalen for sure when he got drafted because he was the first one, but I text him and told him, let's get it. Like, I'm happy about the moves we made. I like that the whole organization is on the same page for what we need and what we need for right now. And I just, you know, I can't wait to get to work. As far as the team, I feel like every offseason, every team feel like they Super Bowl ready.
Yeah.
You know, that's common. Like, you always looking at, okay, you know, we got such and such here. This person there, you got AJ out here, Jesse back there, you got man, we straight offense, yeah. We got boom, boom, boom. But the beauty, like the game is everybody, 9 out of 10 ain't gonna be healthy for the whole ride. So you got that going on, then you got teams that just come out the blue, and then again, we playing in the NFL, like it's a team that bloom every year.
Yeah, I think we're gonna be that 100%. One.
Exactly. So it's like it's one of those years where it's, you know, I feel confident for what we got, and then what's our team mission and standard. Yeah. Like, defensively, for sure, I just feel like we doing the right thing, and the difference is just going to be, like I said before, player-led.
Yeah.
Like, the coach is going to do their behalf. Everybody got a job to do. And the difference between NFL teams, I feel like, is it's in the players, it's in the locker room, it's the culture, it's how we talking, what we believe, and all of those things that help us see bigger.
Take it to the next level.
Exactly.
AJ Terrell on the Water Boys.
No, it's as far as his point, I agree. It seems like in the NFL, there's always teams that are rising or falling. Teams that get hit with injuries, or sometimes they just age out like right in front of your eyes, right? Or other teams come together. We were one of those teams in 16 because, you know, he talks about the division. You know, for like 4 years, like 2010 to 13, somebody would go and win the division, and then another team would win it the next year.
Yep.
And then you brought this up yesterday, and you talked, I missed it on Friday because you talked to Rick Stroud from Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay has won this division now 4 years in a row, and before that, the Saints won it 4 years in a row. So who's missing? Us. Right. So it's time to go. We haven't won it since 16.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's why when we talk about like, oh, it's a division race between us and Tampa. Is it?
Well, look, the Saints, now again, barring some crazy, your boy Shuck just balls out. I don't know what they're going to be doing to QB.
You mean 45-year-old Tyler Shuck?
Yes, he is. After 17 years of eligibility.
Yeah.
You know, you hear some of these guys coming out of the draft, it's almost like in the old days, you go to a strip club and you meet a stripper. She's like, well, I'm just working my way through college. I'm like, you're 36. What are you going for, two masters? But anyway, getting back to Shuck and the Saints, I don't know what they're going to be. Carolina beat us. We can't brag on, you know, oh, we're better than them. They scored more points than us, humiliated us in the last game of the season.
It was ugly.
Sure hope we turn that around. But one last thing on AJ and his comments to the Water Boys, complimentary football is what he's talking about. It's got to start at the front.
And that's what he's saying, guys. Like, he's basically telling us, I'm watching the draft, I'm like, oh, we're going edge? We're going edge again? Okay. He got excited because he knows how that can make his job easier. Mike and I talk a lot about these great defenses. We've not had one in a long time. But they all start with the players. They just do. And this is no disrespect to Jeff Olbrich. I think he's going to do a really good job. I said it. I'm going to give him a clean slate, a fresh page to start here and not say, hey, I'm working under this guy or that guy. This is my defense. This is what I want to do with it. But if these players, like Mike, if Jalen done pop, if James Pierce done pop,
right?
I mean, Kay Nellis has got to have another great season. He was unbelievable last year. If Rook done pop, all this stuff is irrelevant, man. Like, it doesn't matter. So when AJ is like, the standard, what is it? What's the mission? And it's got to be player-led. That, to me, is what he's talking about. The stars have to play like stars. If you feel like you've got budding stars on this defense,
right,
or maybe guys like Jesse Bates, who absolutely is one of the best in the league, but hasn't had the complimentary other players around.
Well, that's just it. All the guys you drafted have been mostly higher picks on offense. So your defensive guys, like Troy Anderson, was a second-round pick. We thought he was going to be something special, and he was on his way to having a really good year, and they got hurt again. So that's a guy who's got, you know, tremendous athleticism, but you know, they bet on a guy that was kind of, you know, a combine darling, hasn't done it. We've talked about Arnold Ebiketie. We've seen his ceiling. That's six sacks. So that's solid, but that's not star stuff.
Mm-mm.
You know, I think Cade Nellis, I thought they had him misplaced. I think a lot of that goes how Jimmy Lake was using him. I think he got better once, let's be honest,
Ra
took over. But, yeah, we don't have stars. Our stars are the free agents. It's Jesse Bates. A.J. Terrell doesn't really get thrown at, so sometimes it's hard to quantify what he's doing. But you're right. I mean, we don't have those guys. Our best defensive players other than the safeties the last few years were Calais Campbell and Bud Dupree 2 years ago. And we're giving up 25 points a game. Falcons last year gave up 24.9, you know, and that's a problem. You've got to hold it. And if not, then you better be the most dynamic offense in the world.
Yeah.
Like we were in 16.
Well, remember when the Chargers came in here? I don't know if you guys remember this. And they came in and they had the number one defense in the league last year. Okay. They were giving about 17 points a game. And then they beat us with one wide receiver. Okay? Happened to be a Georgia boy. And the thing is, when your defense can play like that, this is what Mike's alluding to, we haven't been able to do that. Our offense hasn't been able to just go into a game, and the defense has been so good, don't worry, we're going to hold them down. You guys just score a couple of touchdowns, give me a couple of field goals, and we'll be good. Literally, that's what happened in that game. And it's like, okay, we've got to get to that level, Mike, where you go into a game, you go, all right, if the offense – Ray Lewis used to say this when the Ravens were at their height, and I'm not saying we're going to have that kind of defense, but he was like, offense, give me a touchdown. A touchdown, and we're going to be good today.
Right. Now, I just wanted to give you a comparison score-wise. 2023, that was Ryan Nielsen's defense. We gave up 18.9 points per game.
Better.
Problem was we had a quarterback blank show.
Yep.
That was the Desmond Ridder, Taylor Heineke situation. So – you know, it's so exasperating to see this defense. It's never when one is working, the other one isn't. Like I always go back to 17. Sarkisian never really had a handle on the Falcons version of the Shanahan offense. And that defense was really good. 17, that defense took a huge leap. We always talk about how great we were in the playoffs. We held the Eagles under 16 points at home. You know, beat the Rams in LA and then just couldn't score.
And by the way, I don't think you'll ever see that kind of defense again. I'm not talking about just from a personnel standpoint. The league is built for offense. So when we tell you, hey, if we can hold teams under 20 points, guys, I'm telling you, we're going to win 11, 12 games. Like, seriously, that's just the league. But when you're giving up, to Mike's point, 25, 28, you get into that category of, you know, we're second to last in the league and allowing points, That's when you start, you know, having issues and finding ways to close out games. 404-726-0929. Interesting stuff there from A.J. Terrell talking about how he views this defense and what he expects it to be, talking to the Water Boys, B. Rich and Trey. Hey, man, as we talk about the Falcons, Mike, one conversation we're going to have today, and it's something that, ironically, you were out Friday down in Miami, and Abe and I got into this a little bit, and we were talking about, you know, concerns. And he said something that just I didn't have a concern about. And then when you and I were talking, and you were like, I kind of have a concern about this too. And I'm like, you're concerned about Michael Penix Jr.?
Well, I mean, you and I were talking about this off the air the other day. We all saw Michael Penix Jr. do enough after, you know, a rookie mistake with the interception and the Commanders. In the first series of the game, mind you, comes back and does enough to lead them to victory. The coach couldn't manage the clock, I think, the right way. You know, we'll debate that forever. But we never got a chance to take a timeout and give him a chance to get our field goal kicker. Remember, it wasn't Koo in a position. He did a great job in a playoff atmosphere on national TV. That was solid. Giants game, he won. He got a win. You know, Pitts didn't help him play, you know, blah, 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 you know, patty cake with the football. And then he put up enough points to beat Carolina, but the defense couldn't stop anybody. All that is true, but that's just three games. We, you, me, everyone listening in their car, we want Penix Jr. to be the guy. That doesn't mean he's going to be the guy. Wanting something and what it's going to be are two different things. As our old agent said, Carl, the world we live in and the world we want. In the world we want, Penix Jr. throws for 4,000 yards, 30 touchdowns, and he hits the ground running and looks as good as Jaden Daniels or somebody last year, right? Like Bo Nix. Don't know if that's going to happen for sure. We don't know. I mean, and that's just facting. We can assume from those three games and then analyze and say, what's it going to be if you extrapolate it over 17 games?
Michael Penix is going to be that guy, Mike. He's going to be that guy.
Let me throw this at you. If we had done, I'm not arguing it, I'm just saying if we simply just drafted Penix Jr. and had put money onto the defense to help our defense last year, establish free agents that we could have gotten the quarterback, how would Penix Jr. have done? I think, remember the first game against Pittsburgh, Cousins couldn't move, but then conversely, could Penix Jr. have had you win that Eagles game the way Cousins did in the two-minute drill?
That I don't know.
See, that's the thing. So if you
the first game of the season right? In that atmosphere, I don't know.
But with a better defense, again, I know this is that parallel universe. We'll never know. But could Penix Jr., by the time we get to the final third or fourth of the season, he's on point, the way we saw Jaden Daniels evolve?
Michael Penix is going to be that guy, Mike.
That's why I just hate that we wasted a year.
He's going to be that guy.
I hate that we wasted a year of his development.
He's going to be that guy.
I know.
Let me ask you guys this, and we'll dive in deeper into this a little bit later on. But, yeah, Mike, he heard that, and we were talking. And he's like, I kind of feel the same way. I was like, what? When did you know about Matt Ryan? Don't tell me after he threw the first touchdown that you knew he was going to be a future Hall of Famer and one day take us to the Super Bowl and one day win an MVP. You didn't. You felt good that he threw a touchdown as a rookie in his first play, but you didn't know. But at what point did you know, like, this dude's got it? I'm willing to tell you right now, three games at the end of the last season, and to Mike's point, on Sunday Night Football, when every eyeball in the country is watching this guy, and he's got a chance to choke it away. The Commanders scored, and we went back down and scored on a drive that most young quarterbacks would have choked on.
Right.
And he led the drive like it was no big deal. Whoop, 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 whoop. That's throwing the ball down the field. Touchdown. He's got it. And that is why I believe you may be right, I may be wrong, you may be wrong, I may be right. I think he's got it, and I think he's going to be that dude.
All I'm saying is, because I put a fine point on the argument, we just don't know. I don't know enough. I mean, there's guys that have had a three-game run and say, I think that guy's ready to go. I mean, hell, our beloved Dave Archer had three great games for the Falcons and unfortunately got dropped on his shoulder by Richard Dent. Now, I'm not wishing injury. I'm just saying things could go sideways quickly. But I want to believe in Penix. I'm just saying, you know, you can't put the cart before the horse. Hopefully, you know, I didn't think Zach Robinson was great last year. I think he had to learn on the job. As we said, he kind of got dealt from the bottom of the deck when he had to deal with that Cousins nonsense. Cousins couldn't execute what he was calling. But I do think a full season, especially, I wish they'd given him more reps. Why Penix Jr. didn't get more than one series in the preseason? Because then all the eggs were in the Cousins basket the rest of the way.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going on. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
But anyway, that's water under the bridge. This year, it's his show.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. That it's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.